You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Speaking of good gigs, though, especially for those who had FOMO for not getting their tickets to the last sold-out show from the Circling Sun, they're returning to Tamaki with full choir, full band this Friday. We're going to have a chat about it shortly. This is Veneer. That is the Circling Sun with Veneer. We have got JY and we have got Matt in the studio. Kia ora koutoua, how are you both today?
Good morning. Very good, thank you. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks. I've just been catching up. It's been a busy old winter, to be honest. There's been a lot going on, and the Circling Sun has been sort of having a very triumphant time. You guys have been playing as a crew, headed by the wonderful Julian Dine, and you know, for actually a long time. But this is the first year you've had recordings out, and it's also the first year that you've had a beautiful choir, which you've been kind of instrumental in. Matt, tell us a wee bit about your involvement with the Circling Sun.
The choir really came about through like doing the recording sessions, and it's kind of a spitballed idea by Julian to have a vocal element on it. So we put it together for the recording, and I just recorded everyone that would come through my flat just in passing, and kind of layered the choir in that structure. And then when it came to the last show at the Auckland Unitarian, the idea was kind of put out there, and I was like, oh, well, I'll ask everyone, and everyone was like, yep, sweet, keen to do it. And so, yeah, put together the choir for most of the songs, actually, because on the record there's only two songs with vocals. But, yeah, we wrote a full kind of vocal accompaniment for the whole set of compositions, yeah.
I was going to say, when you're going to have a choir show up to a gig, you might as well use them. So, you know, chuck them in wherever it feels right to have some voices. And they're pretty storied voices that you've got in your choir as well. Do you want to run us through the list? Who is the choir for the Circling Sun?
So the choir, I'm just going to pull this up as a little refresher because there's quite a few people in it and I don't want to miss anybody out. But it's Carla Camilleri, Navakator Tequilapule, early in the morning, sorry, my brain.
I appreciate that you pulled out a list and then you're like, no, I am going to do it from memory.
I tried that, but.
Samara Lofa.
Samara Lofa.
Simise Maya'i.
Yeah. Emily, Crystal Chen, a whole bunch of amazing singers.
Everyone who's cool is in this choir, pretty much. It was a very storied crew. JY, you've been playing with the Circling Sun for a very long time.
Yes.
And it must be nice to finally have like recordings and a different focus. I guess once you've got recordings, it changes a little bit the way you perform, perhaps, or what you're thinking about when you're performing. What's it been like, I guess, taking it to the world in a new space?
It's been great. Yeah, having original material to play, like, I mean, that kind of came about through, I guess, originally. So Circling Sun has always kind of just been I guess we used to just kind of play covers, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be, just
kind of a house band almost.
Sort of just, you know, sort of all that sort of, I don't know, I guess it's like kind of 60s, 70s sort of era, kind of, I don't know, it's not just necessarily just jazz, or like jazz inspired kind
jazz
of
jazz adjacent.
Like, a lot of that kind of music, sort of a lot of like that sort of spiritual jazz, Afro sort of. That kind of stuff. And, and I guess it's a sort of, the originals sort of came through doing a gig at, which is a gig that I run called 151 Improv, sort of like a improvised music night that I've been running for like the last 7 years. And I got Circling Sun to play. And I guess the focus of 151 Improv is for showcasing original sort of improvised jazz music and Tamaki or the wider Aotearoa.
Totally.
So the bands who perform, it's like, you know, encourage them to sort of play original material or, you know, their own compositions or whatever. And so through that, I guess that's kind of how it sort of came about, this original material, is that, you know, Julian was like, yeah, let's get in the studio and record, like, you know, like, well, like, let's play these songs, like sort of make up some new songs. And then sort of through that came about, like, let's make an album and go into the studio and record it, and
that's
kind of how it came about. So
I love the process of being almost a covers band into an improv compositional space, and then, you know, it's great to have someone like Julian who just gets things done as well, getting you in the studio, getting it recorded and released as well. It is an incredible crew of musicians as well. Do you feel like off the top of your head you could name who's in the gang for us there?
So there's, you see, myself and Matt. I play saxophone and flute and various woodwinds. Matt does various percussion. And then there's a dear leader, Julian Dine, on the drums. And there's Cameron Allen, who plays saxophone, who's also my saxophone teacher in high school, actually. So
awesome.
he's my guru, you know. He's my sensei. He's kind of, the guy. And then there's Ben Turua, who plays the bass. And there's Finn Scholes, who plays trumpet and vibraphone. And am I missing
Joe?
Oh, and Joe Captain, who's a keys player. And then on the recording, it's our original member was Guy Harrison, but he's now lives in Berlin. He's moved overseas and is based there. So so now, but yeah, he's the one that's on the album.
Quite the crew you've got on that project. Someone's also just texted and saying, you guys must be super stoked to be on Giles Peterson's best releases of 2023, which is very cool.
Yeah, no, it's been
pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy how much it's been popping off, like, overseas. Like, you know, just seeing, like, you know, all these, like, oh, yeah, that's like all these crazy, like, radio,
all the jazz
things
heads
and
tuning in,
compilations and things, and like all like, you know, randomest places, and I'm just like, whoa, what?
Yes. Yeah, we were a real international gem just here on K Road, folks. And you are playing on K Road this Friday. Tell us the deets, Matt. What's going on?
Yeah, this coming up Friday, we're playing a show with the choir again, and pretty much the full band, just missing Cam Allen, unfortunately. But yeah, it's going to be the full sound pretty much. We're supported by the lovely Samara Lofa and as well as DJ Carlotta, giving us some nice tunes in between the sets. We're playing at Whammy Bar in the main room, and it's gonna be a fantastic evening, I think.
It's gonna be great.
Could end up being one of the last ones with the choir for a while, you know. Don't wanna out it too much, and you know, so I think it's gonna be a special night.
Don't miss it. And also, I mean, anyone who was trying to get along to the Unitarian Church and was umming and ahhing about it, it sold out, and then it was amazing. So there is no reason not to go this Friday. Cancel any other plans and head along and see the Circling Sun play. You've very kindly given us a recording from the Unitarian Church to really get us in the headspace for the show. This track is Bones and features a choir. Sounds beautiful. Thanks for coming in, guys. We will see you on Friday at Whammy Bar.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'll just say our tickets are available through Under the Radar.
Hell yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.